Hi, I'm Brenda Tidwell, and I am running for city council.
Okay, and tell us about your candidacy.
Well, I've been on the city council before. I represent truly every citizen of the city, not just one particular part. I have very strong feelings about some things. I think we need to diversify some. We need to buy the city up. We need to make sure that our growth is good. We don't need to give people tickets for having an overgrown yard. We need to go by and talk to them and say, is there anything we can do to help? I'd like to see more policemen, which I think is probably something I see happening everywhere where there's a shortage. I would like to see the office of the city council interact more with the citizens. I think that we represent them, and we should be in touch with them all the time, if at all possible.
Okay. Thank you. And Mr. Dabbs, tell us about yourself.
Yes, my name is Charles Dabbs, and I'm also running for city council in Emerson. And I was born in this city. I grew up here, served in the military, and then I was not a resident of the city for a number of years because it was not convenient for me for my business interests. And so I did move back to Emerson in 2015. I have been here since then. And so I have observed what is going on. And Emerson is a small little city in North Georgia, which I can appreciate because I've been connected with it my whole entire life. And so I can see some things going on that I necessarily do not agree with. I want to maintain our small town. I do not want us to be blended into the city of Atlanta. And so, therefore, I hope that maybe I can have some influence or I can talk to people or whatever that I'd like to sort of protect our city. I don't want these outside interests come in and change it to their desires, make their money, and leave. We have a little city, and I'm proud of it. When I was in the military, I used to talk how proudly I was for my little town in North Georgia. And I want us to continue to do that. So I want to look out for the residents of the city of Emerson. And that's my only purpose of running for this particular office. I want to try to protect our residents and protect the employees of the city of Emerson as well. And so, therefore, these are my interests, and that is the reason I'm running for this particular office.
Thank you. And Mr. Lowry.
Thank you for having us, Ernestine. I just have a few notes here, and a couple of them include the fact that I represent 1,400-plus people in the city of Emerson, and that's exactly what I want to do. My number one priority, or certainly at the top, is to unify that city. I do not think we're unified. I think we're well represented with the 5 council members, now 4, one's running for mayor, but we still have 4, and I think this city is well represented. We happen to be in a unique position there. I guess it's unique. Problematic at times, but I don't know where there's a more prized piece of real estate in Bartow County. We're on 75 and 41, close proximity. We're between Atlanta and Chattanooga, which can be problematic at times, obviously. 400 yards off 75. Everything from fuel to anything else is offered in Emerson. I served in the military for 22 years, and I wanted to read what I wrote a couple of years back when I first ran for PNZ or City Council. And with the growth facing Emerson, I want to work for smart growth, not runaway growth, which appears to be happening throughout Bartow. It's difficult to slow it down. We must retain all of our wonderful quantities of our town while maintaining and improving our current infrastructure, which is problematic because of our revenue stream not being as strong as we would like. We need to welcome business that can provide jobs and improve the quality of life for the families of Emerson. And that's what I've strived to do as my time on the council. Occasionally, in a minority of the voting, but I'm proud of my record and I'm proud of the way I voted, and thank you.
I'd like to add that Vincent Wiley, who is also on the ballot, was invited to participate in this discussion. He said he had a prior commitment and could not attend. I just want to make sure that the public knew that he was invited, but he declined because he said he had a prior commitment. I'm going to start my question with you, Mr. Lowry, and I want to ask, do you agree with the direction in which Lake Point is moving? Initially, this was a sports entertainment venture, and now some say it appears to be moving towards light industrial. What are your thoughts?
I have mixed emotions about that, quite honestly, but I can tell you, being on the council and knowing a little bit about what they would like to do and the direction they want to take, it's imperative. It's imperative that Lake Point survive. And to do that, we have to be very careful about what we approve and disapprove in the Lake Point area. Those people that are running Lake Point since 2019 couldn't be doing a better job. They work for a particular company that is not necessarily in this business, but I think they're working as hard as they possibly can. They hired a new marketing young lady who you know, and she is terrific. I'm going to support Lake Point in any way I can for them to survive. And I can tell you from a meeting I just had this morning, it is a difficult road, but a beautiful road if we can attain it.
Ms. Tidwell.
I think that Lake Point's going the right direction. I do think the council will have to watch it and make sure that we have a good balance of residential and business both. I know they're going to have to do some business because of their, you can't survive on something on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's no way any business can survive with that. So I think they're trying to do what they need to do, but I think that the city council will have to watch and make sure there's a good balance to them. I think that's the major thing that has come out. When I was on the council before, they had just come in. And we had this discussion about the fact that you cannot survive. We own a business. You can't survive on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday business alone. You've got to do some other things. And so I think as long as the council watches and makes sure we don't have run over by industrial or run over by residential, but a good mixture, especially whatever's going to bring in the most tax revenue stream for the city, is what they need to do.
Mr. Dabbs.
Yes, I agree. I just absolutely love the Lake Point sports. I have spent the last several years there with my grandkids also playing these sports, and I've traveled with them considerably over the United States, and as well we have played teams that have traveled over the United States that come in here, and it has been a perfect a nice venture for the city of Emerson to have this sports complex. I would like to continue to support that, and I am concerned about that some possibility that some things might happen that will get away from the sports activities and be discouraging to the families and the kids that come in here to play these sports. I want them, when they leave here and go back to their homes, to remember being in Emerson, and I want them to go and tell their friends how much they enjoyed and were taken care of when they were in Emerson. And so I look at it from that aspect of it, and going with that part of the city, I totally support that.
Thank you. Mr. Dabbs, I'm going to start with you with my next question. I think we all agree this area is growing by leaps and bounds, and Emerson seems to be right at the forefront of it. Do you feel the city currently has a growth strategy in place? Do you think they're planning for this? And what do you think about it? Is it working?
Well, from what I see, I see these other people coming in here, and they want to come in and change residential areas into commercial or into other than commercial areas. And they want to build apartments. They want to build condos inside of our little city. Now, we have a limited amount of space in this city. And I think the city officials will have to look at this aspect of it. You only have so much to control. And if you let it get out of hand, then this little city is not a little city anymore. It has been diversified to commercial, to other things that we have residents here that have lived here their entire life. And we don't want to run our residents out, or we don't want to make it where that they can't even afford to live in their own residences in this town. And so, therefore, I can see some steps that have been taken that lead away from this. And so I want to help provide that, that we don't let this town get away from us.
Mr. Lowry, you serving on the council, is there a growth strategy in place? Is it working?
There is definitely a growth strategy in place. We've applied for a $5 million grant to revitalize the entire downtown. Right now, we got presented with a lawsuit at the last monthly meeting because an individual didn't like the fact that we were disapproving what his plan was. I think there were safety issues. There were just some issues that I didn't think would work out well for the rest of the community, number one. I did want to comment quickly on the fact that we do need more police. We need more public works people. We just hired somebody to work in the office. But we are spending every dime we can spend in trying to keep people that we have and hire new police people. And the other thing I wanted to comment on is our meetings. When we have a meeting, and I think you've probably been there, or your representative has, nobody comes to those meetings. And I just wrote something down the other day. I heard it on the radio, so it's not original, but the guy had said when he was in the military, you came to listen, learn, do your job, and leave. And I think that's what we have to do in Emerson. People need to come to these meetings. We've had people come and ask questions about where the money goes. They can go to the website and find the entire financial report that has to do with Emerson. There's just so many things that can be learned by coming to those meetings, and we would welcome more people to come to these meetings and listen and learn.
Thank you. Ms. Tidwell.
Oh, I think they have a good strategy. When I was on City Council, we'd already started. I do know that before I went on City Council, we had a big row because they were trying to get the largest landfill in the Southeast, and we fought against that adamantly for years. So I feel like that was a good direction to start. We got all that out of the way. We do have some warehouses there, but I think that's going to come in any city. You cannot stop growth. There's no way. We're too centrally located, right on I-75, 411. You can't say, no, we can't grow anymore. We're going to need condos, we're going to need apartments, and we need to plan where to put those things because the city is going to grow. There's no way you can stop it. But it is coming, and I think that what we have now is a lot better than a landfill. So I think that they're headed in the right direction. When I was on City Council before, I realized that they were doing that, and of course there's a lot of debate about what to do, what not to do, but I think that's good. I'd like to see more people on the police force, but we're like every other police force in the United States right now. We're shorthanded, I'm sure. I haven't checked with the chief, but I'm pretty sure we're shorthanded. And we need more police. We need more people on that can build sidewalks. That's something I think the citizens are going to want. What I'd like to see is a survey sent out to the citizens to say, what do you want for your city? They did that one time when I was in office before, and sidewalks, but we haven't done anything about that. I'd like to see more sidewalks put in to make us more of a walkable community, if at all possible.
Thank you. Mr. Lowry, Ms. Tidwell just referenced sidewalks, and I've heard some people talk about roads. Based on infrastructure in Emerson, how would you prioritize these projects be completed? For example, what comes first? Water upgrades, road work, streets? What comes first for you?
That's a hard question. If you'll notice down there, up to the Emerson sign on 293, there are sidewalks. That was required when the gentleman put in his development. Those warehouses prior to that Emerson sign are in Bartow County, which is a big load for us. Sidewalks are in that five-year plan. That five-year plan goes all the way through $5 million plan when it will get executed as soon as possible. We hope we're all in for that. But we've got other changes downtown that'll help with the traffic, get sidewalks in, and just turn that city into the best we can possibly turn it into. And we want sidewalks. Somebody came in the other day and wanted us to mow more grass and things. We'd love to do that. We're three people short public works. We're short two police. We're short every six people. We only have about 25 people that are employed there. So if we can just raise the money, and boy, do we hear about it in taxes when we try and raise them, we're doing everything we can possibly do right now.
Thank you. And Ms. Tidwell, you did reference projects, but what comes first?
I think with me, you'd have to look at the layout of the city to see what comes first. I think we're going to have to do with the water first. Emerson's real lucky. Our water comes from a spring. And if you've never ridden down to see it, it's amazing because we're using all this water and there's still this huge gush of water coming out. And we're limited to how much we can take out. So I know some of the water for the city actually comes, some of the water for some places actually comes for the city of Cartersville. So I think that we need to look at future water planning, future sewage planning, and be ready for that growth when it comes in. Then start on the roads and then start on the sidewalks and try to get us where we need to be. I think that Kevin, who is our city manager, does an excellent job. Or has in the past when I was on council before. I think that the sidewalks need to come in there. I really feel like we need to look at water planning first. That's going to be one of our major deals, even with that huge spring, because EPD or EPA only allows us to get so much water out of it. But I'm very proud of a city who gets their water from a spring. Even though I know it's treated and everything like we're supposed to do it, and they always do a good job with that. But I think water and sewage are going to be one of the first two things you got to plan, because without that, you can't have any growth.
Thank you. And Mr. Dabbs, what comes first?
Okay. I think also water will have to come first. We have to survive, first of all, before we can have a sidewalk that we can use. However, as I grew up in the city of Emerson, we had two sidewalks that I can recall. And all of us kids, we lived on this one particular sidewalk and all of our growing up life with our roller skates. And so this was an enjoyment to us, and I would love to see more sidewalks come into the city of Emerson. And, of course, all of this stuff is based on finances. And so we have to get past that. However, water, number one, and sidewalks and streets come after that. And so that's all based on what our income is, and hopefully we can come up with the income for that.
Thank you, Mr. Dabbs. Ms. Tidwell, my next question. One local municipality is grappling with their election process. What are your thoughts on electing council members from at large, which I think is what Emerson currently does? Everybody votes, and the top vote getter is the person who receives the office. Or should the city switch to voting from districts? Some residents vote for their, you know, the representative in their district. What do you think?
Well, I'm laughing at that because when I first came in on the city council before, there was a city council member who didn't want me in, and he actually went down to the state and tried to get districts at that point. So they have to have it approved by the state, or there's a body that has to approve it. And I'm okay with that. I think that's a good thing to do, but I really feel like it would have to be done, like I said, by the state. It would have to be done equally. I don't want gerrymandering going on to start with. That everybody needs to be representative. So I don't want like one section that only has so many people voted on, will have one person. So I want to make sure it's equal for everybody. You know, that so your Afro-American population is represented just as much as everybody else, and you're not working things around so it comes out to anyone's benefit. And we did this. They tried to do it when I was in office to start with. That's what I'm laughing about, because they found out very quickly they couldn't, because we didn't have enough population to do it. Last check I had, we had around 1,500, 1,600 people, and they said that wasn't enough people to divide it up into districts. So I don't know. I think it's going to be done in the future, but I think the apartments and condos are going to have to come in for us done.
What do you think, Mr. Dabbs?
Okay, basically, I think we should not attempt to make any districts because it's a small town. And I think that because it being a small town, you would really have such a small area if you split this into four districts. For goodness sakes, I cannot imagine that. And so I love the having that the whole city has to vote together, and I think that's a wonderful concept, and I think that's the way it should continue to be.
Thank you. Mr. Lowry.
Well, excuse me, obviously you're talking about ward systems, and we've talked about that a lot of times down there, and I can tell you at some point it's probably, it may come about, but the problem we have down there now is there's about 1,400 plus people there, and for a vote like coming up in November, you might get 250 people vote, maybe. But now you have Stegall Station. You've got other developments coming in there. Stegall Station's 300 and some apartments, 150 townhomes, and that's already been approved a long time ago. You know, the next thing you know, those of us that live, in fact, in Emerson now, and I'm all for taking care of the people that are already here, as well as bringing in the appropriate things to come in. You have to really be careful if you start talking about wards, because Stegall Station might, and I'm not picking on them, it's a beautiful development, but they might vote their people in over there. You know, it just, and that may happen. I just think the three of us all live in a little bit different neighborhood, and I think we're fairly well represented.
Mr. Dabbs, what's more important for the city right now, building new homes, commercial space, or rehabbing and better using existing homes?
Well, I think really the residents, if they want to build new homes, I think they should be allowed to. I think we should continue to maintain our residential area. And then if there's a commercial area, very well. There are areas over there near Lake Point that I think would probably be good for a commercial area because it's in a commercial district as such because it's so close to Interstate 75. However, I don't agree to bring a warehouse into our residential areas. And I can even see there's a possibility of somebody trying to do that. I think that, you know, we should be allowed to come in and build new homes. I don't think there should be any restrictions on that. And again, I'm for all maintaining our small town. I don't want to eliminate our small town. They so many small towns, they're so proud of their towns. Why can't we be proud of our town? Why do we have to change as such to turn it into a commercial area? I totally do not agree to that. And so I want us to maintain our town and allow residents to still continue to live there.
Thank you. Mr. Lowry, what's most important for the city right now, building new homes, commercial space, or rehabbing existing homes or structures?
Well, first of all, if I may, I want to back up because my colleagues here both stated the very important part of it, and I'm going to leave the sidewalk part out, but the water and the sewer is the most important. Sewer in the city is in need of a lot of work, and we're trying to work on that. We had a water department people come in. We get water, I believe, from the spring, which I believe you can go down there and dip a cup out without even having it treated. It used to be that way, I think, Brenda. You could correct me on that if I'm wrong, but we're working on the sewer, and we had a very expensive water design laid out. The sewer system may work out pretty well. We can handle whatever's going to come down to 293 from Kelly Clark on down, and we have already discussed that with the county, and we can handle all that sewer with basically what we have. But I think the priorities we have in water and sewer, and getting back to what you're talking about, we have rehab going on right now. We have rehab going on 293 downtown. We have it over on Indiana Street. There is a lot of interest in rehabbing homes there now, and I'm all in favor of rehabbing and, where appropriate, certainly new homes being built.
And Ms. Tidwell.
Or seems to repeat it again.
Yes, no problem. What's most important for the city right now? Building new homes, commercial space, or rehabbing existing homes and structures?
I think the most important part is planning, so we can know where to put those homes and where we can put the other buildings that we need for business. We're downtown, but we've been there for 30, our business has been there for 35 years. So we're not going to leave anytime soon if we can keep from it. But I do think we need to look at who's going to bring the most tax money in also and the most jobs. And I think we can keep the small town effect, but we're going to grow. There's no way we can't do it. I've watched all my life. We've been there for, with the company I went there, we've been 35 years. So I've lived about 50 to 60 years there. And my mother always said that Atlanta's coming this way, and now it's really coming this way very quickly. So it's going to come. It's just we need to work on how to plan where to put it when it comes in. And when you look at who's going to bring in the most tax money, the warehouses or the homes? I agree in rehabbing. We actually have some houses we've rehabbed and brought up a lot from where they were, and would probably do some more in the future too. So I think it would depend on where they want to put them, if they're going to put new homes, and make sure they're at a good place, and also where they're going to put the warehouses. Emerson has a very good zoning and planning committee. They do. And those people work very hard to make sure our growth is controlled like it should be. And I think they look at the tax benefits too. So I don't think we need to give a company 10 years free taxes to come in. I know we did that at Lake Point. That should be about over with at this point. But I don't think we need to do it with anyone else because there's a shortage of people now to work. But I think we need to look at it through the zoning and planning, which they bring it to the city council, and the city council looks at it all, and then they decide whether they want to vote on it or whether they want to send it back to zoning and planning. And I think that's the way you need to do it. It needs to be – a city council can't do everything. They can't plan everything, and we'll put this warehouse here, and we'll put this store here. I think the city council needs to lean more on zoning and planning and say, okay, this is what we suggest, and then have all the council look at it and then vote on it.
Thank you. Y'all didn't know we were going here, but we're going to go to fantasy land right now. Mr. Lowry, the city gets $1 million, and you get to decide how it's spent. What do you spend that $1 million on?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't make that decision by myself, I can tell you for sure. Some people know where I live. But the point being, I'm not ever going to make a decision like that just totally on my own. I would certainly probably discuss it if there's not a non-disclosure. I would certainly go to planning and zoning, and I would go to my colleagues on the city council. And I think that would be the appropriate way to approach the spending of, thank God for $1 million if we could ever get that.
But do you have a recommendation? Would you have a recommendation as to how it should be spent? Because you've all mentioned a number of projects, but would you have a recommendation as to how
I would. The two recommendations would be try to pay enough to keep the employees we have and get the employees we need, and address the sewer system. Probably would be the next place I'd go to.
Ms. Tidwell, you got $1 million. How is it to be spent? After the approval of council, of course.
Now, you said total fantasy land, right?
We're in fantasy land.
Okay, we're in fantasy land. I know that Lake Point looks as pretty as it does because there's a CEI. If it's CEI or CIE, I always get that confused, that they had to do, everybody down there had to pay extra tax to have all this pretty lights and everything put in. I would like to have us have sidewalks, have a nice light post, lamp post at every place, well lit, well groomed, and have everything just looking really, really super nice. Now, for the rest of the city to do that without my fantasy, everybody would have to get together and vote to pay more tax, and I don't think that's going to happen. But that would be my fantasy. Now, I know there's other things the city's going to have to spend it on. The other's not a fantasy. The other is real life, you know, sewage, water, police, more employees in public works. But that's my fantasy, okay?
Sounds good. And Mr. Dabbs?
Yes, I think, of course, first of all, I would certainly bring in a lot of other the people in Emerson to come up with some ideas on for us trying to spend $1 million. But however, I would start with the city of Emerson. Their employees, their equipment, the city itself structure. I would apply that in taking care of the city itself. And if there's any benefit that could be passed along to our residents, I would also even suggest that, even where it might be on a temporary basis, whatever, give them some assistance, because, again, I want to look after our residents of the city, and I want to look after our employees of the city. And that is basically where I'm coming from.
Thank you. This is my final question, and then we'll go to closing statements. Ms. Tidwell, what is the city doing right? What do they get an A-plus on? Thumbs up.
They do a lot of things right. Garbage collection, they do very well. I'm really glad we have not converted that to a private company. Their trash, their pickup of brush, I think they do very well. The permits and everything, from what I've read and talked to people, they do well. The police department seems to do very well. I'd like to see more interaction with the public, but I think we're heading in the right direction with that. Those are things I think they do well. I think that the fact that they have so many people that are applying to be on city council, because used to 30 years ago, because I've been there this time 40 years, you used to have to beat the trees to find somebody for city council, and now you actually have people competing to run, even though it's a non-paid place now, it's a non-paid position. So I think there's a lot of things they're doing well. I think that they are heading in the right direction with everything.
Thank you. Mr. Dabbs, what's the city doing well?
Well, I tell you, I think they have some great employees, because I connect with the city employees quite often, and these people always seem so professional. I don't have a close relationship with the police in Emerson, but they seem to be doing a very good job too. And I can compliment on them, because thank goodness, and that's one of the reasons I'm living in Emerson, is because maybe the police and it's such a nice little town that we're not worried about. We get out and walk down the street for anything, and we're concerned about our life at that point. So I can compliment on that. But the city themselves, I can see the things that they're doing is so positive, and I want it just to continue to happen.
Thank you. Mr. Lowry.
State again the question. What were they doing really well?
What do they deserve a thumbs up for?
That I can't pick out a particular department. I know we're operating short on public works, and we have one big trash truck and bought another junker for parts. It breaks down, and those guys manage to get that city picked up. It's amazing. We've finally hired another person for the office, which we really needed with everything going on down there. I'll give them a pat on the back, and certainly the police department. We can hire a policeman for X number of dollars. He'll be there for 6 months, and Cobb County will come in and offer him $2 more. It's hard to keep police on the force down there. And I always told these guys several years back, if you guys just stick around a little bit, Lake Point's going to get going here. It's going to be a great place. I was just a little bit ahead of myself on that one, I think. But I'm going to pat all these people on the back, because every place over there is short people.
Thank you. Those are my questions. And we're going to finish up with closing statements, give you an opportunity to have the final say and appeal to voters. And I'm going to start with you, Mr. Dabbs, if that's okay, to start our closing statements.
Yes. Okay. I will again say that I have been connected with Emerson for my entire life. On a cold January, a visiting physician came out to our house and delivered me. And that was the start of my life in Emerson. And basically, I have been connected with it ever since. The time that I was missing from Emerson, my parents were continued to live there. And they lived there since approximately the year of the 1935 until they passed away. And I now continue to live there. So Emerson has been a total part of my life. And from what I see there is I'm trying to protect it. I'm trying to help it. You know, I'm not ignoring it. And so anything that I can do in helping the city of Emerson, that is what I plan on doing. And fortunately, today I have time. I have time available to me, which I have not had in the past. I have never been in political office, but now, since that I have time available, that you know, that I want to be part of it. I want to talk to the people. I want to find out what they want. Whatever they want, I want to help them. And just on my campaign sign that I have put out in several places in Emerson, I have put on there, is a vote for me is a vote for you. And that's exactly what I am. I'm looking out for the city of Emerson. And so, therefore, if I am able to get in any kind of position to help, I will do that.
Thank you. Mr. Lowry, your final words.
I just want to reiterate, I said in the beginning, I represent 1,400-plus residents in Emerson, and I try and do the absolute best I can for every citizen there. And again, one of my priorities is, and I've said it in several meetings, is to unite the entire city. Not just factions here, factions there, talking about they this and them that. It needs to be a more united city, marching in one direction, and everybody trusts each other. I trust anybody I've ever worked with in Emerson, and I'd like to continue that. I also would, one more time, encourage people to come to those meetings, listen and learn. That's the only way we're going to be able to really get a united city, if more people don't listen and learn.
Thank you. And Ms. Tidwell.
My closing statement is, let me back up a little bit. About 15 years ago, we spent a great deal of money stopping the largest landfill in the Southeast. We spent a lot of money and a lot of time. So people know now I'll spend a lot of time doing what I need to do to take care that I represent everyone, black, white, female, male, not just one group of people. I like to represent everyone. And I learned in the tour business a long time ago is that sometimes the voice that yells the loudest is not representative of the people. So you need to go kind of survey around and make sure that you're doing what everyone wants you to do. Even though sometimes you agree with them, sometimes you don't, sometimes you kind of meet in the halfway point. But that's what I did last time, and that's what I'll do this time, is represent everyone. If you're in that city, I'm yours.
Thank you. Well, this wraps up our interview with candidates who will be on the ballot for Emerson City Council. I will once again say that Vincent Wiley, who's a candidate, was invited to participate. He declined that offer. He said he had a meeting and he could not attend.